أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Surah 60 Al-Mumtahina Title Verse 10 of this surah commands that those emigrating women who claim to be Muslim be tested. Accordingly, it is entitled Al-Mumtahina, the woman to be tested. Its alternative title is
Mumtahana,
i.e. the surah that examines. Period of revelation. Two of the issues discussed in this surah are historically well known. The first incident is related to Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a, who had sent a secret letter to the Quraysh chiefs before the conquest of Makkah, informing them of the Prophet's plan to attack. The second incident is about the Muslim women, who after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah started trickling into Medina as migrants. It gave rise to the question of whether they, like men, are to be returned to the unbelievers in line with the provision of the treaty. The issues discussed in this surah indicate that it must have been revealed in the period between the conclusion of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah and the conquest of Makkah. The surah also spells out the articles of the pledge that Muslim women should take when they call on the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, after accepting Islam. This directive may also have been issued before the conquest of Makkah. For, after the conquest, a very large number of Quraysh men and women had embraced Islam and collectively took this pledge. Subject matter and themes. The surah may be divided into three thematic sections. The first section includes verses 1 to 9 and is linked to and concludes with verse 13. Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a is severely censured for his divulging a war secret to the enemy to save the life of his family in Makkah. Had a timely action not been taken, there would have been much violence and bloodshed during the conquest of Makkah. Many precious Muslim lives would have been lost, and also a large number of the Quraysh who were to render valuable services to Islam at a later date would have been killed. Moreover, it would have wiped off all the gains accrued from the peaceful conquest of Makkah. All these devastating losses would have entailed only from an individual's wish to save his family from the danger of war. While reprimanding him for this serious mistake, Allah instructs all believers not to have any love or friendship for the anti-Islam unbelievers in any circumstances, nor should they do anything that may be advantageous for the unbelievers in their battle against Islam. However, there is nothing wrong in showing kindness towards unbelievers who are not practically engaged in harming Islam and Muslims. The second section includes verses 10 to 11. It resolves an important, complicated social issue of the day. Many Muslim women who were wives of their unbelieving husbands somehow managed to reach Medina. Likewise, the unbelieving wives of many Muslim migrants had been left behind in Makkah. The issue was whether the long-separated women were still the wives of these men. Allah proclaimed that a Muslim woman cannot be a wife to an unbeliever, nor can Muslim men have polytheistic wives. This command had important legal dimensions, which are discussed in the relevant explanatory notes on this surah. The third section consists of verse 12, which directs the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, to take this pledge from the women new to Islam, that they will shun those major evils that plague the Arab society of Jahiliyyah, and that they will follow the commands given to them by the Messenger of Allah, which will enable them to do good.